Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Amar Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom. It's also sponsored as Chusu for Shalema, for our dear friend, Shmaryahu Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam. It is also sponsored by Srilly Rose and Yoni Statman in honor of Ari Rosenberg's birthday. Very happy birthday. And it is also sponsored anonymously, L'Zecha Nishmas, my grandfather, my greatest hero, Moshe Dov Ben David Zecha Tzadik L'Vracha. His neshama should have an aliyah. So we are going to learn a Mishnah here on Daf Yud Amar Aleph that's going to have two more very cryptic lashonos of Kabbalah's Nazirus, one relating to a cow that can't stand up, and another relating to a door that is jammed. Now, neither of those things have anything to do with Nazirus, so it's going to be difficult to understand what exactly the person is trying to say when he associates Nazirus with the event that's happening in front of him, of a cow unable to stand and a door that is unable to open. And that's going to be, the whole daf is therefore going to be dedicated to having four different interpretations of what exactly this guy is saying, what exactly is happening in our Mishnah. But one thing we do know in our Mishnah is that it presents a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the first of those four interpretations is that this Mishnah is very similar to the last Mishnah, where a person took a neder nazirus from grogros and tvela. So over here, it's a neder nazirus from basar, it's a neder nazirus from a door. So it's the same basic idea, and that's going to lead the Gemara to discuss why it is that we need to be told the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in all three different cases of a strange Kabbalah's nazirus, of figs and of meat and of a door. What's each one teaching me that the other one didn't already teach me? But again, for the most part, the daf is dedicated to four different interpretations, one by Rami Bar Chama, then two explicitly by Rava, and then a final one probably by Rava, that interpretations of what our Mishnah is talking about. So let's get right to our Mishnah. So there's a lot that's not written here. We'll read the Mishnah lefi the explanation of Rami Bar Chama, which is the first explanation of the Mishnah, and then as we go through in the Gemara, we'll see that there are three other explanations of exactly, of precisely what is happening in the Mishnah. But the way Rami Bar Chama, the first of the four explanations of the Mishnah, is going to assume, the Mishnah is talking about the following thing. A person sees that a cow is struggling. It's not able to stand up. It's lying on the floor. And Omar, this person says that anyone who sees a cow struggling like this is going to think that Amra Parazu, that this cow must be thinking that it will never be able to stand up. And to show how clear it is to him that this cow is not going to be able to stand up, he takes a neder and he says, Hareini Nizira, I am being makabel on myself Nizirus from the basar of this cow, im omedes, if this cow ever stands up. And just for emphasis, he says again, ani, I'm going to be a nazir from the basar of this cow, if this cow ever stands up. That's how Tosfos explains that that his amra parazu means that the para itself thinks that it won't be able to stand up, but not that the para not that the para actually thinks that, but that anyone looking at the para will say, oh, this para probably thinks it will never be able to stand up. But the Tosfos and the Rosh point out, or the Mefarish rather points out, that it's not that the para actually thinks this, because the para doesn't have any das. It's just that anyone who sees the para will have this thought going through their head, and since their machshava relates to what's going on with the para, the Tana associates the machshava with the para itself. Very similar to what we have pasuk, the pasuk in Yonah, v'ha'ania chashva lihi shaver, that the waves were so great, and Sefer Yonah describes the stormy sea. It says, and the boat thought about breaking. The boat wasn't thinking about anything. Boats can't think. But it was saying, someone looking at that boat is going to think that this boat is going to break, and therefore v'ania chashva lihi shaver, that people would work with that assumption. The Mefarish explains the reason the Mishnah refers to the machshava of a para with the lashon of amira. It didn't even say chashav parazu. It says amra parazu. So it sounds like it's a lashon of amira and not chashva para, is because you find in a lot of different places that machshava is written in a lashon of dibor, like vayomer Esav belibo. So if it was if Esav said it belibo, then he didn't say it, then he thought it. So you see that the lashon of vayomer is related to machshava, or vidover emes bilvavo. Well, if it's bilvavo, then it's not dover. It's choshev. Yeah, but we use the lashon of dibur even when describing that which is machshava. So the case is a guy sees a cow that's struggling, that can't get up, and he says, anyone who looks at this cow realizes that it can't get up, and that the cow is probably thinking to itself, I'm never going to get up, and therefore I'm being makabel on myself nazirus if this cow ever stands up. And then for extra emphasis, ani, I'm being makabel to such a nazirus from the meat of this cow if it stands up. And not only in the case of a cow, but another unusual case. Someone sees a door that is jammed, and he says, anyone who sees this door is going to think, Omer Hadelas Hazeh, that this door is saying, or this door is thinking, that it will never be able to open up. And in order to show how clear it is and how certain he is that this Delas is never going to open up, he says, Hareini Nazira, I'm being Makabal and Naziros from this door, Im Niftach, if the Delas opens up. And then for extra emphasis, he says, Ani, I'm going to be a Nazir from this door if it opens up. Very similar to the first case with the cow, except now we replace, instead of a cow that can't stand up, it's a door that can't open. In both of those cases, Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir. Beis Shammai says he's a regular Nazir. He's not allowed to eat, even though he was Mekabel Nazirus from Basar or from the Delas. No, he's not allowed to eat grapes. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to be Tamei the Mason. He's a regular Nazir. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Beis Hillel says, no, he's not a Nazir. There's no such thing as being a Nazir from Basar. There's no such thing as being a Nazir from a Deles. So he's not a Nazir at all. Similar to the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that we had in yesterday's daf about a person who says, Hareini Nazir, Mina Grogro. So you have the same Machlokes over here as well. Now, Rabbi Kiveger asks a very strong kasha over here. He says, is this really the same Machlokes that we had yesterday about Grogros and Dvela? Well, yesterday we dedicated much of our time to discussing what the basis of the shitos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were. And we explained that the basis for Beis Shammai was that when a person says, Harei Olai Nazir, or Hareini Nazir, with those very words, he becomes a Nazir. When he then adds extra words, and he says, Mina Grogros, Mina Dvela, he's being Choser from the Kabbalas Nazirus. He's trying to back out on the Kabbalas Nazirus that he already did. And Beis Shammai says, there is no She'ela and Chazara on the Kabbalas Nazirus, because that's heck. And ain't Sheila Behegdish, so you can't be Choser B'toch Kedei Dibur on a Kabbalah for Hegdish. And that's all good according to, in the case that we were discussing yesterday, where the guy said Hareini Nazir, and then he just added extra words, which we interpret to mean he's trying to back out of that initial commitment. Now, if our Mishnah would have said Hareini Nazir Mi Besara, then fine, then you would say the same thing. But it's not what it says. Tosis explains, when our Mishnah says Hareini Nazira, well, what do you mean Hareini Nazira? It's a man talking. He's not a Nazira. He's a Nazir. Tosafos explains, no, it's a Mapike. Hareini Nazira, meaning that I am a Nazir of its meat, meaning the word Basar is incorporated in the word Nazira. So there never was an independent Hareini Nazir, followed by another, followed by a Chazara, followed by trying to back out of it, by saying, oh, Mina Basar, Mina Grogros, Mina Dvela, Mina Deles. No, he never even had the initial commitment. He never had the initial statement of Hareini Nazir. So if that's the case, the whole Svara for Beis Shammai that we had in yesterday's daf doesn't work in these cases of the Mishnah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Tsaruch Iyun Gadol. Rabbi Kiva Eiger has different ways of expressing his questions. He has a lot of questions that he doesn't answer. Sometimes it's Tsaruch Iyun, sometimes it's Tsaruch Iyun Gadol, and sometimes it's Hashem Ya'ir Es Einai. And he's precise in when he does it. Tsaruch Iyun is when there's an answer, just not an answer that thrills him. Tsaruch Iyun Gadol, he doesn't have an answer. Hashem Ya'ir Es Einai is when it's not a kasha from one place to another, it's a kasha minei ubei in the words themselves. So over here it's tsaruch iyun gadol because it's a kasha from one place to another. It's a kasha from yesterday's daf to today's daf, but he doesn't have an answer. In fact, not surprisingly, the Shittim Gvetzes quotes from Rabbeinu Azriel, who asked the same kasha. I mean, such a strong kasha has to be asked, right? It couldn't be that it waited till Rabbi Kiveger to ask such a kasha. And Shittim Gvetzes says, yeah, you have to say that when the Mishnah says Hareini Nazira, it's not saying that that's what the guy actually said. What the guy actually said was Hareini Nazir Mi Besara. Okay, so if you have the license, only Rishon could do that, right? If you have the license to just start changing the words in the Mishnah, so then you could solve all the world's problems, right? So Reini Nazir Mibisara. So it must be that he said the commitment to Reini Nazir, and then he just added the word Mibisara. And then similar to the Mishnah we had yesterday, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hav Kishamru Beishamai. Even when Beishamai say that with such a deep word there is an Isser that's going to be Chal, it's not an Isser in the Zirus. Lo Amru Ela Ba'omer Parazu Alai Karban Im Omedasi. The only Isser that's going to be Chal is going to be an Isser that's Chal on the Basar of the Para when the guy says, my intention was that this Para should be ushered to me like an Isser Neder, like a Karban, if the Para stands up. And then his commitment is going to be binding in that the meat of the Para is ushered to him as a Neder. But even Beishamai, we never say he becomes a Nazir, not that he's a Nazir, he took a commitment that he doesn't want to eat the meat of this Para, and then later he explained, I meant that this the meat of this Para should be ushered to me like a Karban. And that's exactly what happens, the meat of the Para becomes ushered to him like a Karban. So again, you have two cases in Mishnah, one where a guy seems to say that I'm becoming a Nazir from the meat of the cow, another I'm becoming a Nazir from a door. So Beishamai says in both of those cases, full-fledged Nazir. Beisil says, no, nothing happened at all. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Beishamai didn't mean to say that he's a full-fledged Nazir, just that he's not allowed to get anah from that basar, he's not allowed to get anah from that para. So the Mefarish points out that Rabbi Yehuda is only cholek on the first din in the Mishnah, not the second din in the Mishnah of no dimin adelas. He's moda that Beishamai did not say Omer al delas, that someone who says about the delas hareini nazir midelas zu of areyu alai karban, that he's nader, because what does it mean to have a neder from a delas? It's not even a shayich to have a lashon of neder from that, not to eat meat. So meat is a hana'a. Who gets hana'a from a delas? It's not even the kind of thing that a person would ever take a neder from. So the Rashash and the Bar Moshe and the Birchus Rosh all wonder, well, what's so hard to understand that a person associates a neder with a delas? You could be matfis anything with a carbon if you want to take a neder. So yeah, there is some minimal level of hana'a from it. That we buy doors, right? We use doors. They keep people in and out, and they keep the elements in and out, and why is it so hard to imagine that a person is takes a neder from a delas? Birchus Rosh says that the Mefarish was medayikit from the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda says lo'amr b'shamay el b'omer harei parazu alai karban. Why does he go back to the first case? Why does he lo'amr about parazu alai karban? Why not give an example of the delas, which is the second case in the Mishnah? So it must be that the Mefarish was picking up on why Rabbi Yehuda only focused on the para case and not the delas case, and that's why the Mefarish limits Rabbi Yehuda's machlokas to the case of the para, but misvara, it's hard to understand. Okay, so now the Gemara says that when it says in the Mishnah Amra parazu arayin nazira imomedes, it sounds like the para is talking. So it says Gemara para mika mishtaya. What is going on in the Mishnah? A para is revutza. A para is not able to stand up. It's lying there on the floor. So a guy says this para is saying. What do you mean this para is saying? Paras don't talk. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, and if paras could talk, then what? Then it would make sense that if let's say that was the only problem. Let's say the para could talk. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, even if the para was able to speak, like the Asono Shel Bilam was able to speak, it's still the Mishnah still wouldn't make any sense, because why would this guy become a Nazir just because the para is saying that he's going to be a Nazir? The para, let the para be a Nazir if the para wants to be a Nazir. Why should the guy be a Nazir if the para is able to talk? So clearly, what the Gemara is trying to say is not really about the difficulty of the part that paras aren't able to talk. The Gemara is just trying to say what's going on in our Mishnah, meaning what kind of Kabbalah and zeros is this? How is any of this happening? What does the fellow mean? What's the whole picture of our Mishnah? It just uses this nice lashon of para mika mishtaya, starting with the most basic point in the Mishnah that paras don't talk, but really it's about the whole thing. So the whole daf today is just four approaches to explaining what our Mishnah is in fact talking about. So approach number one is Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama, that it's not that the paras talking, but hacha ma'iskin on the case is, and this is how we read the Mishnah when we explained it. Kugon shaisa para revutza lefanav. There's a para lying on the ground in front of him. Va'amar, and the person who sees that para says. Kesvura parazu eino ometas. This para probably thinks that it's never going to get up. It's having such trouble moving, it's never going to be able to stand on its own. And in order to show how certain I am that the para is not able to stand on its own, hareini nazir mi besara, I am hereby committing to be a nazir from the meat of this para, im amdamei aleha, if it's matzliach and standing up on its own. Never going to happen. If it does happen, I'll be a nazir. The amdamei aleha. And then the para says, what? And he stands right up. And the para walks, stands right up, and it turns out the tanai for the that would trigger the nazirus was mekuyam. So therefore, the nazirus is going to be chal. But since he said he's a nazir from the basar of the para, he didn't say I'll be a nazir from yayin if the para stands up. That would have just been a regular tanai nazirus. That if this happens, I'll be a nazir. Good. That would have. But that's not what happened. This is a doubly complicated case because first of all, there's the tanai relating to the para, and second of all, the nazirus wasn't a normal kabbalah nazirus. He was mekabel nazirus from the basar of the para. So now you have machlok b'sham b'silo. V'alchu b'sham el l'shita son u'b'silo l'shita son. The machlok b'sham b'silo is based on the machlokas that we had yesterday in the Mishnah and Daf Tes, where they argued about harini nazir migrogros u'dvela. B'sham el da'amri minagrogos minadvela havi nazir. B'sham el who said that if a person says harini nazir migrogos minadvela, he becomes a nazir with all the normal dinim of nazirus. Sachanami ki amar mi b'sara havi nazir. So here also, if he says hareini nazir mi b'sara of the para, so he becomes a nazir, because as soon as he says hareini nazir, the nazirus is chal, and when he adds minagrogros, or he adds mi b'sara, then he's being chozer on the Kabbalah's nazirus. And Beshamai holds, you can't be chozer even b'toch k'dei dibur by Kabbalah's nazirus, because Kabbalah's nazirus is like Hegdish, where you can't be chozer b'toch k'dei dibur, just like Ein She'ela, there's Ein Chazar b'toch k'dei dibur. Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel says, both by the case of grogros and by the case of Basar Para, that love nazir. There's no nazirus at all because you can be chozer b'toch k'dei dibur. So when you say mina grogros or when you say mi basar apara, you're being chozer with from that which you said of hareini nazir, and therefore the nazirus is not going to be chal. Now we had in yesterday's daf another explanation for the Beis Hillel why the nazirus is not going to be chal, because Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon that anyone that's not misnadiv kederach misnadvim is aimed with varv klum, that lo amar klum, that if you take a neder of a covered mincha minus the oil, or a covered mincha minus the levona, or with all the wrong measurements, so you were not misnadiv, kederach misnadvim, so then it's a zero, then it's a nothing. So that's a second explanation of the Beis Hillel. Tosos raises a question over here that according to Roy Ben Chama's explanation, that the Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel is the very same Machlokas we had in yesterday's daf of Hareini Nazir Mina Grogros, so why does it say that they argue about a case of a par, the para not being able to stand up is really just a confusing factor over here. The whole point is not about that. You could have made any tonight. It could be if the wind blows in the next 5 minutes. It could be anything that you attach to the Kabbalah. The point is that it was Kabbalah's Nazirus, not from grapes and wine and tumma and growing hair or whatever. It was Kabbalah's Nazirus from meat. So what is the fact that the para is unable to stand? So the Mishnah should have just said Hareini Nazir Mibasar Para, and that would have been it, and that should have made the same point. So Tosa suggests that we don't have to bring this machlokas with in combination with the Tanai of Imtamura Para. But since the Ikra machlokas that the Tanai is teaching me is that if someone says Ima Para Omedes, so it means Ima Omedes me Aleha. And Tosa later writes that was the kasha that Rava asks on Rabbi Bar Chama. That meaning this is part of the point that we're going to be troubled with in this first interpretation of the Mishnah is going to be on that particular point. So anyway, so you have the Rami Bar Chama's explanation, which is the par is not able to stand up, so the guy makes a tanai into a certain Kabbalah. The tanai is, if this par is able to stand up, I'm being makabel something. What does he say he's being makabel? That he's a nazir from the meat of the para. Well, the tanai happens, so that's off the table. That's easy. So the tanai happens, the para stands up, but what gets triggered? Does anything get triggered? All he said was, I'm going to be a nazir from the meat of the spara. So that's the machlokas Beisham Beisila. Beisham says, just like saying Hareini Nazir Mina Grogros, you become a full-fledged Nazir, so if you're also, you become a full-fledged Nazir. Whereas Beisila is going to say, no, it's nothing. There's no such thing. You backed out on your Kabbalah's Nazirus. So frankly, Gemara, Vaha Amarua Beisham Echad Zimna. According to this interpretation, nothing new is added. We didn't break any new ground in this Mishnah that we didn't cover in yesterday's daf. We already learned that if you say Areni Nazir Grogus Merat Vela Beishameh holds, you're really being makabel of full Nazirus when you say Areni Nazir, and your attempt to back out on it is unsuccessful. So Amrava Tarti Talas. The Tanna wanted to teach us this din in two or three places. In a case where you're noder min agrogos, and in a case where you're noder mi basra para, and in a case where you're noder mi delas. V'chein tani Rabbi Chiya tarti telas. That it wanted to teach me the same din in all three circumstances. V'chein amar Rabbi Oshaya tarti telas. That it wanted to teach me in two, three different circumstances. Now, the fact that Rava is the one that gives this answer of tarti telas makes it sound like that Rava agrees with Rami Bar Chama, and he's explaining why, according to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation, the same thing needs to be said three times. The problem is the whole rest of the daf is Rava disagreeing with Rami Bar Chama. Rava saying alternate interpretations that he does not accept Rami Bar Chama. So the Tosos on Amud Beis says, sometimes when there's a conversation between two Amoraim, anything that's not Amora number one, we attribute to Amora number two, even though he's not really the one talking. So you have a machlokas between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. How to interpret this Mishnah? So since Rava's the other person on this daf, so when we say tarti talas, so that we just attribute it to Rava, which is somewhat confusing, but that's how Tosus understands. Shidun Betza says that according to the maskana of the sugya, it could be Rava is moda that the machlokas b'sham b'silol is whether you could be makabel nazirus by something that's not shaykh to isuri nazir. It's just that Rava adds that they're also arguing about what the kavana of the noder is in making his tanai. So therefore, even according to Rava, once the Mishnah was chadish, new machlokas between Beisham Beisilel, why does it have to tell us the machlokas in the previous Mishnah? Meaning, even Rava is going to say that there's an element of this Mishnah that does match yesterday's Mishnah, and therefore even Rava is going to have to account for the duplication of the halacha, why it needs to be said in these consecutive Mishnahs. But anyway, so all we just said is, I need to be told about a case where a person takes a neder nazirus from grogus and tvela and from basar and from delas. But we didn't say why we needed. What makes them different? What distinguishes them from each other? Utsrichi. So the Gemara explains. Di'it marbaha, if it only would have told me the machlok is about grogus and tvela, di'it marbaha, that the machlok, that they only argue when he says harin nazim grogus and tvela. So I would have said, hasam udam rebe shamai havi nazir. In the case of grogus and tvela, that's where rebe shamai thinks the guy becomes a full-fledged nazir. Because it's very easy to confuse dried figs with grapes or with raisins. So he meant to be mekabel nazirus from raisins or from grapes, and he accidentally said figs because he got confused between his fruits. But no one confuses meat with grapes, and therefore that's not a real kabbalas nazirus. Meaning, I would have thought the reason Beis Shammai holds he becomes a nazir when he says harei nazir min grogus min advela is because he was really thinking grapes. He just said the words grogus and tvela because he got confused about his fruits, but that's what he really meant. But no one, when they say meat, is thinking about grapes. V'yitmar basar, and if it only would have told me the case of basar, I would say hachu dam beishamei av nazir, that it's only by basar that he becomes a nazir, because bibisra v'chamra, because a normal meal or a lavish meal consists of meat and wine. So it was just shigra delishna. He was trying to say I'm a nazir min ayayin, but he said that which is associated with yayin, not that which is confused for yayin, but that which is associated with yayin. Basar, so basar and yayin go together. So I would think that's a real kabbalas nazirus of grogros and tvela. But no one eats grogros and tvela together with wine. That's not a pairing. So low. So I would think that he does that. That's not a kabbalas nazirus. So kamashmalan. That's why each one has a chiddush that the other one doesn't have. Now Rabbi Kivega raises the question, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that if he intended to be mekabel on himself a nazirus me'anavim or minayayin, and he was just nichshal b'lashono, he just said the wrong thing, he said grogros, he said, and the reason he said grogros, he got confused about the fruits, or he said basar because basar and yayin always go together, why is it so pashut to the Gemara that the nazirus is chal? Meaning, after all, we have a Mishnah in the third paragraph of Masechet Shumos that tells us that if a person intends to say about certain peiros that they are true Chachma, and he's Nichshal B'Lashono, he just can't get the words out properly, and he says instead that they're Meiser, or he intends to say about a Behema that it's an Ola, and he's Nichshal B'Lashono, he accidentally says that it's a Shlamim, Lo Amar Klum, then the commitment is not binding whatsoever. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why over here? The Gemara is saying, oh, I would have a Havamina that he was only Nichshal B'Lashono, and therefore, and that's why it's a good Kabbalah Nezirus. That doesn't make it a good Kabbalah Nezirus. Being Nichshal B'Lashono doesn't make it a good statement to make something Truma, doesn't make it a good statement to make something a Karban. Why would it make it a good statement to make something a Nezirus? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger answers this Kasha, and he says that Mishnah teaches me that any time a person says a Dibur that doesn't match his Kavanas Halev, he's Nichshal B'Lashono, and he says something different than what he's thinking, that's not considered a Dibur at all. So if he meant to say Meiser, and he accidentally said Truma, he didn't say anything. And no Truma, no Meiser, nothing is Chal. But if he's Nozer min Agro, if he takes a Neder Nezirus min Agrogros, he said Hareini Nozir. And that's a full Dibur that could actually make the Nezirus be Chal. The question is, when he added min Agrogros min Advela, did that undo a valid Dibur? Did it destroy the Dibur? So if there's any way to say that it was just a Hachshala B'Lashono, that he really meant Nezirus, and he didn't really mean Grogros and Dvela, then it's not going to upend the real Kabbalah's Nezirus. That's the distinction between our case and the case that you have in Maseches Trumas. So anyway, so that is the Trichasa. Now, it's another kasha that the Achronim all ask, is this whole Trichasa is within Shitas Beishamai. We're saying, oh, Beishamai holds your Nazir in both of these cases. Had he only told me the case of Basar, I would say, yeah, that's where you're a Nazir, because Basar is associated with the Yayin. Had he only told me the case of Grogus and Dvela, I would say, that's where you're a Nazir, because Dvela, Grogus and Dvela are something you might confuse for grapes. Well, Basil said you're not a Nazir in any of these cases. So why not make the Trichasa within Basil, who you would assume we Paskin like? Why are we making the Trichasa within the Shita of Beis Shammai? So that is a Kasha that the Achronim ask, and they don't really have great answers for it. They say, yeah, in a Chinami, you could have made the Trichasa within Basil, just pick the first Tana or something like that. But anyway, the final step of the Trichasa is within Basil, right? V'i'it marhani tarti, if it only would have told me these two lashonos of Grogros and Basar, I would have said Hanu Dekarim Beishamai Avoldel Say Modul Beisilal. I would say that it's by these, by Basar, by Dvela, that's where Beishamai thinks there's room to argue that the guy becomes a Nazir. But if someone took a neder from a Deles, I would think even Beishamai is Modul to the Beisilal, that there's no room to interpret that to relate to Nazirus. No one confuses a door with grapes, nor does a door go along in a meal with grapes. It's got nothing to do with grapes and with yayin. V'itana deles, and if it only would have told me the case of deles, Bahak Amri Beis Hillel, I would say that's the only case that Beis Hillel thinks you're not a Nazir. Aval Bahak Tartye Madlul Beis Shammai. But in the case of Basar, in the case of Grogros, I would think Beis Hillel will be moded to the Beis Shammai, that Yitaka become a Nazir. So Kamash Malan Dillo, that's why the Tana tells me that it's not so. That according to Beis Hillel, even by Grogros and by Basar, there is no Kabbalah Nezirus. And according to Beis Shammai, even by Deles, there is a Kabbalah Nezirus. Because the basis of Beis Shammai is not that a person was Nichshal B'Lashono and he really meant that he's going to be knowing a regular Nazirus. The base of Beishamai is that when the person said the words Hareini Nazir, he meant to be Makabel, a full regular Nazirus. When he then added whatever he added, Minadelos, Minagrogros, whatever he wanted to say, Minabasar, he was trying to back out. And Beishamai holds, you can't back out, even Tokhde Dibor. And Beisil says, yes, you can. And that's the whole basis of the Machloka. So it doesn't, whatever he added doesn't have to be associated with Nazirus. It makes no difference whether it's associated than Zeus. The point is that it's something that was clear, that was an attempt by this fellow to try to back out. So that's all Rami Bar Chama's interpretation of our Mishnah. Amar Rava, Rava says, I got one problem with this. Mi katani im amda me'eleha? Where in the Mishnah does it say if the cow stands on its own? I mean, you're interpreting this Mishnah, the cow's lying there on the floor and the guy makes a tenai to trigger his neder. And then there are problems with his neder itself, but the starting point of the Mishnah is that he incorporated a tenai that's going to trigger his neder. And what's the tenai? If this cow stands up on its own. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Amra Parazu Hareini Nazira Im Omedes. It doesn't say that Amda Me'eleha, that it's going to stand on its own without someone else lifting it. So how can you just say that in the Mishnah? So Ella Amar Rava says, here's the second interpretation of our Mishnah. The para is lying there on the floor, and it looks to people that this para is never going to be able to stand up on at all, whether on its own or whether with the help of other people. And the person and so much so that we attribute a machshava to the para that if it's able to stand at all, it will be brought to the azara as a carbon for a nazir. Va'amar, so the noder says, I'm going to be a nazir if this cow stands up, meaning I will fulfill its desire. Its desire is, if only I could stand to be a carbon that serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why do I have to die here? Let me die on the Mizbeach, right? Let me die as a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the guy says, Harei, alai carbon, that I am going to be a nazir that's going to bring this para as a carbon together with all of my other carbonos of nazirus that I have to bring. Even though the Mishnah says, Hareini nazira, and he does not say that hapara alai the carbon, he means to say that he's going to bring the para with the carbonos of his nazirus, even though a para is not one of the carbonos of nazirus, Tosus points out, because it was not unusual, Tosus says, that when bringing the carbonos of nazirus, to throw in a bunch of other carbonos. That is part of the process. They would bring a lot of other carbonos together with it. The Rush adds that which they brought other carbonos is derived from the pasuk milvada sher tasig yado kifin nidro. And Rashi quotes from a Sifri that if he says Harini Nazir Almanas Legaleach Almea Olos Falmea Shlamim, so he kifin nidro sheyador kenya se, he's supposed to do, he's supposed to fulfill that neder, even though it's way beyond what the normal carbon requirements are for a Nazir. So according to Beis Shammai, the Nazirus is Chal. According to Beis Hillel, that's not a Lashon of Kabbalah's Nazirus. So ask the Gemara, this doesn't work either with the Lashon of the Mishnah. Bishlam, a para bas carbon, that works for the case of a para. Para is lying there on the floor, and you're saying now that the guy says, oh, this para is probably thinking, I'd rather be a carbon. Yeah, eladelas bas carboni. But how do you then explain the case of the delas? That this door is jammed, and he's saying, oh, this door is thinking, I'd rather be a carbon? A delas can't be a carbon. So that doesn't work with the last case of the Mishnah. So that brings us to a third interpretation of the Mishnah. Ela amar Rava. Rava says that kigon shaisa para revutza lefanav. The para was lying there on the floor and it was not able to get up. And it's as if the para is thinking that it's not going to be able to stand up on its own, nor will it be able to stand up with anyone else helping it up. Va'amar. So the person says, Hareini nazir miyayin, I'll be a regular nazir imlo amda, if this para does not stand up. And then va'amda me'eleha, then the para stands up on its own. The meaning Hareini nazira means I will be a nazir on its behalf or because of it if it doesn't stand up, and then it stands up on its own. So now you have machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel. What was the kavana of this person being mekabel in the zirus with this tanai? So Beis Shammai savri turfei dahi gavra. Beis Shammai says that the kavana of this guy, that the giloi das of this fellow, turfei is the lashon of a giloi, of something being exposed, of something that when we want to expose what was going on in this person's head, so that's turfei. That's what the Rush writes. He says you find in Psachim Dav Tezvav in Ma'aseh Munachas b'makom haturfa yanichan b'makom hamutzna, that there's a din of shmartim that you have to protect Truma and Hegdish from becoming Tameh. So the Gemara over there talks about, what if you have Suffolk Tuma? So what should you do with it? You have Truma that might be Tameh. So now you can't do anything. You can't burn it because it might be Tahar. You can't eat it because it might be Tameh. So is it better to just leave it out somewhere where it will become Tameh, so then you'll at least know what to do with it? Or do you still have to protect it in some way or another? So it has a Lashon over there, if it was Munachas b'makom haturfa, yanichana b'makom hamutzna. That if it was put in a makom haturfa, then put it somewhere safe and private. So what's turfa? Begiloi. It's put out there in the open where Tameh people could touch it, where Tameh things could come in contact with it. So that's the lashon of turfa that you have. So turfa da'agava, the giloi das of this person is mishamukma biyadehu, that he wants to show how strong he is. Here's this big fat cow lying on the floor that no one will be able to stand up, and he wants to say, yeah, but I'm strong enough and I'm going to be able to make it stand up. Va'lo ukma, and in the end he's not the one that stood the part up, because the parah got up and stood up on its own. So since he was mekabel the nazirus only to show off his might and his power, and he was saying, I'm mekabel the nazirus, if I don't get to show off my power, he didn't get to show off his power. The cow stood up, and therefore he's a nazir. Whereas Basil says, nah, he's not about, it's not about bragging about his koach. It's mishum deraviyahu. It's because the parah was lying on the ground, and he wanted to make it clear that he's sure the parah is never going to get up. So he's mekabel the nazirus if the parah doesn't stand up. Vakamas, and the parah did stand up. So he may have thought he'd be the one to stand up, but it doesn't make a difference whether he's the one to stand up or it stood up on its own. It stood up, and therefore he's not a nazir. So fucking Mari Ihachi, that's the whole machlokas, Bisham Basil and our Mishnah. The whole machlokas is what did he mean when he said, I'll be a nazir if the parah if the parah stands up? Say Ema Seifa, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, the Seifa of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda comments that we misunderstood that Beishamai. That Avkasham Beishamai, lo Amr El Ba'omer, Harein Alaik Karban. Pardon me, Kamathas Bamidi. But according to this interpretation, it has nothing to do with the Nisr Karban. A guy is saying, Harini Nazir, Mina Yayin, Mina Geffen, Mina, I'll grow my hair, I'll do regular Kabbalah Nazirus. It's just that he's making it contingent on the Parah standing up or not standing up. But it's a regular Kabbalah Nazirus. So how's there any room to argue that he's just not allowed to eat meat, but he doesn't have a Kabbalah Nazirus? It can't be. So we must be missing a point over here. So says the Gemara, Ella, and this is the only time it doesn't say Ella Amar Rava, but some of the Rishonim have a Girsa, the Rabbeinu Peretz has a Girsa that this is also Ella Amar Rava, meaning this whole daf is just trying to come up with an alternative explanation to Rami Bar Chama's explanation. So it's Rava that's working on it throughout the daf. So Rava says, Kigon da Amar, a person sees the para lying down on the ground, and this is the fourth and final interpretation, and he says, Hareini Nazir b'Sara im lo amda, that I will be a Nazir if this para doesn't stand up, va'amda me'ala, and then it stands up on its own. So but not that I'll be a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir from its basar. So what we're changing now from the last interpretation is that he didn't do a regular Kabbalah Sinaziris. He said, I'll be a Nazir from its basar, but he made it hinge on whether the cow will stand up or not. So Bishamis, Havitorfidu, Gavra Mishamukma, Biyadehu, Valuukma. And now the rest we explain just like the third explanation, that Bishamis understands that his point was to show his might, to show his strength, that he's going to be able to stand this cow up, he's going to be able to, and in the end of the day, he didn't get to show that off because it stood up on its own. So therefore, it triggers his neder. Ubesil savri torfei daigav mishum derevia vahakamas. And Basil says, no, it was only about whether the cow, in the end of the day, stands up or not. It wasn't about him showing off his might. And at the end of the day, the cow stood up, so it doesn't trigger any neder. So there is no there's no neder, there's no nazirus. So the Gemara asks on this teretz that they argue when he says Hareini Nazir b'Sara im lo amda ubeisil savri ilo kamas. Wait, you mean to tell me that Basil holds that what if that cow never stood up? Right, that Havi Nazir, that the guy was going to be a Nazir. The only problem was that the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, that and therefore he didn't become a Nazir. But had the Tanai been fulfilled and the cow would have just stayed there lying on the floor, then he would have been a Nazir. But Vaha'amri, mi b'sara lo Havi Nazir. But doesn't Basil hold that if you take a Neder Nazirus from meat, that you're not a Nazir because there's no such thing as a Neder Nazirus from meat? So aren't there two problems here according to the Beis Hillel? That first of all, the Tanai was never fulfilled because the Tanai was that the cow standing up is going to be what the cow lying down, remaining lying down, is going to be what triggers my commitment. And second of all, and the cow didn't stay lying down, it stood up, so his commitment was never triggered. And second of all, the commitment was flawed. He made a commitment of Nazirus Mibasar. That's not a commitment at all. So according to Basil, aren't there two problems over here? Why does it make it sound, this interpretation of the Mishnah makes it sound like it's the whole problem was about the Tanai, that the Tanai was never, the commitment was never triggered, the Tanai was never fulfilled. Even if it was, there was a problem with the words of the commitment themselves. So it says, Mari, you're right. Beis Hillel is arguing within the mindset of Beis Shammai, where they say, Liddi done, according to our Shita, afil lo kamas nami lavi nazir. Even if the cow doesn't stand up and stays there lying on the ground, you're not going to be a nazir anyway, because you used the wrong words. You said, Areini nazir min abasar, and there's no such thing as a nazir min abasar. But Lididchu, but even according to you, Tamritsu avi nazir, where you say, that you could say Hareini Nazir min Abbas, Hareini Nazir min Agrogros, Hareini Nazir min Adelas, and you magically become a Nazir with such Lashonos. Let's take that as a given for now, that you can actually become a Nazir when you say such things. But Odilon Mias to Torfi to Gavra, at least be molded to me that this guy was trying to make a Tanai to trigger the Nazirus, and the Tanai was Mishum de Revia, that the cow remained lying down on the floor. Vahakamas. But it didn't. It stood up. So your Tanai was never fulfilled. So even if you hold this a valid Lashon of Nazirus, you never had the Tanai fulfilled to trigger the Lashon of Nazirus. And Beishami responds, Beishami, love. Beishami says, I don't think that's what he meant. Turve Dai Gavra, we think that the reason the guy said that he'll be a Nazir if this cow doesn't stand up, it's not about the cow not standing up. It's about him not being able to lift the cow, about him not being able to show off his might, to show off his strength. Mishum ukme biyadehu. His focus was about ukme biyadeh, that he'd be able to lift it. Fala ukma. In the end of the day, he was not the one that lifted it. It lifted itself. And therefore, it never. He was never able to show off what he wanted to show off. And that triggers, that is a kiyuma tonight. That triggers his kabbalas nazirus. So it's a double machlokas between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Tosfos raises the question how we knew that Beis Hillel argues on both points. Maybe Beis Hillel only argues on one point, but okay, we'll leave that for a different time maybe. Okay, so tomorrow Beis Shammai will pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.